Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Shave your tears for another day. La, 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 la.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. Alice Escape. We're doing this, baby. Oh, yeah. I got up. I want to hear a little of that. Oh, now imagine you and your bestie, and you're in Vegas. Ow! Heading over to the Bruno Mars show. Ow! Pop and lock it. Right now, take the word vibes, as in good vibes, hello. Vibes, V-I-B-E-S, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll have your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas at Dolby Live on September 3rd. Two-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare for you and a guest. The word is vibes. Bring it up. Damn. All right, vibes is this hour's code word. Again, the contest line. This is always the contest line. 20357. Very mysterious. Five numbers. Somehow it gets to us. It's true. Vibes. V-I-B-E-S. Good vibes and variety.
Okay, you teased us with something big. You even teased me off air saying you've got something big.
Yep.
So I'm frothing for it.
I will say this. This is a juicy story, but it's not good news. It's actually kind of sad. Potentially it's kind of sad. This is the tip of the friggin' iceberg on this one. This is all of this. I saw this headline and went, wait, what? These two? They're so in love. I'm going to remind you that Selena Gomez and her fiance, Benny Blanco, made an album together called I Said I Love You First. That came out like in March or something. And it's all songs that chronicle their beautiful love story, their relationship.
But she's the singer.
And he's a producer.
Right.
I don't know if he sings on it.
I don't think he sings on it.
You know, let's just go
sure
with
this
he did some background
record
vocals.
And
we
he's
don't know.
Just a producer.
There's them together. It's their thing. It's their record together.
Okay.
So the first single was dropped in time for Valentine's Day. It's called Scared of Loving You. It was written by the two of them along with Phineas, Billie Eilish's brother. Still have to throw that in. It's been around quite long enough to just call him Phineas. According to a press release, it chronicles their entire story before they met, falling in love, looking at what the future holds. I wonder if it also chronicles him doing her best friend. No, I'm not saying that happened, but I think it happened. So here's the headline. Selena Gomez just unfollowed her best friend, Teresa Marie, and the internet thinks it's about OnlyFans and Benny Blanco.
Is this a lady that gave...
No.
Her liver to...
No, it was a kidney, and this is not that one. This is another best friend of hers, whose name is Teresa Marie... I have her last name here somewhere. Mingus. Teresa Marie Mingus. It's a good name. So here we go. They call this a social media scandal that's hotter than a fresh bottle of rare beauty lip oil. That's her.
What?
That's her cosmetics company. They're hilarious. This is Yahoo Entertainment. So... Apparently, Selena Gomez has officially unfollowed her longtime best friend,
Teresa Marie Mingus.
Yep, on Instagram.
I see her now. She's got very pretty blue eyes.
You can see her also on OnlyFans if you want to look for, just type in nudes on her. So the chaos started when now, we've talked about this. Like, somehow there are people out there who know who's following who on what social media platforms.
A lot of cross-referencing and things, right. Yes.
There are specific accounts on Twitter, apparently, that follow specific, like there's one called Selena Gomez Charts, which is at Selena G Chart. And they do a constant check on her footprint, on her like social media footprint. I don't know about these digital footprints. I don't really follow. I can see how this could happen. And I guess I see sort of why people are interested in this stuff.
It's creepy, though, to be following someone like that. Right. I might have to say it's more creepy than the 4-year old creeper at the skate park. Like, that's, you're sitting online watching everything this lady does.
What she likes, what she's clicked on, what she's like, just if it does feel invasive. So the chaos starts when Selena Gomez Charts, this is a popular Twitter account.
What?
Yes. Dedicated to tracking Selena Gomez's every digital move. It dropped a thread of all threads. Over 9 million views on this particular post on Twitter. So here's the post, here's the words. Selena Gomez unfollowed one of her best friends, Teresa Marie, after it was rumored Benny Blanco subscribed to her OnlyFans. So allegedly, Benny Blanco, Selena's fiance and collaborator, subscribed to the best friend's OnlyFans account. They say here, because they're hilarious in the story, the audacity practically needs its own zip code. It's so huge. Hilarious. The same thread includes video footage showing Benny Blanco having dinner alone with Teresa Marie. No Selena in sight. Right?
Well,
how dare they?
According to this fan account.
You ate food one time with Pat, right?
Yeah, but I don't follow Pat's OnlyFans account.
Well, I mean, if he had one, you might.
That's true. You know, he is hot. So it's Benny Blanco having dinner alone with Selena Gomez's best friend. No Selena around. And according to the fan account, the one that tracks everything that the woman does, the dinner took place just days before Selena Gomez hit that unfollow button.
I will say, just for the record, I'm not a great searcher. I usually give up too, way too soon. But I'm not finding nudes of this Teresa Marie Mingus. They're not easily found.
That seems unusual for someone who's on OnlyFans. Maybe she doesn't have that many followers on. See if you can find her on. I think you can look on OnlyFans, and until you want to see their content, you can't. Does it tell you how many people are following someone on OnlyFans? You're just, you don't know how many. You're one of, you don't know how many. So going on here, this is this celebrity stalking site, which is a specific one for Selena Gomez, posted. This was a couple days ago. And this is regarding video footage showing Benny Blanco having dinner alone with Teresa Marie, Selena Gomez's best friend. Here's the post. Teresa Marie was recently seen having dinner alone with Benny Blanco a few days before Gomez's unfollow. Benny still follows the adult content creator. So that's not talking about OnlyFans. That's talking about Benny Blanco's Instagram account still follows this lady's Instagram account. That's not all. Of course, the whole internet has to get in on this. The fan account notes that she was often at Benny Blanco's house, there often without Selena Gomez's presence, and she reportedly posted, Teresa did, she posted Benny Blanco's Sexiest Man Alive issue from People Magazine on her Instagram story. And Benny still follows her. And now she doesn't follow her best friend. Thoughts and feelings?
Well, I have at one time as a young man, I had a good friend of my girlfriend at that time hit on me, and I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, it's blatant, and this is her buddy who's hitting on me.
Yeah.
And it's blatant.
Mm-hmm.
So,
as in, she's like, there's no girl code there.
Like, she's all about it.
Scuzzy.
If I'm down. Yeah. And I was not, and it wasn't great. It wasn't a great moment for anybody involved. So I don't know if that's what's happening.
Did you tell your girlfriend?
Yep.
And what did she say?
She was bummed.
Yeah.
But I was like,
did she stop following her on Instagram?
Well, that was long before that, and we were pretty young. But I would say that, you know, this happens where someone is like, what does he have that I don't see that has attracted my friend? Or I don't know what the inspiration is. Or maybe it's just I want to wreck what she's got. I don't know.
Right. I know.
But you wouldn't expect that to be a friend. A best friend even wouldn't do that, right?
I agree with
you. So I don't know what's...
Although I know that this does happen. Sometimes chicks do this to each other.
So maybe that's what's going on.
I'm not buying it.
What do you think?
I think that the sources reported...
Which part aren't you buying?
I'm not buying any of it. There's no pictures of them together at dinner. They were so-called spotted together at dinner.
Are you positive?
I can't find them.
So look at that. Go over to Twitter or whatever it's called now. and it's Selena G. Hold on. Let me find the damn thing. It's a specific handle there. Selena G. Chart. Supposedly she posted, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how long things stay on there. Maybe she took it down, but supposedly there's video of them.
Yeah.
Do you see it?
No.
Okay.
Keep looking and I'll get back looking. To us. Yeah. I agree with you though.
Yeah, but
that
you don't
this
buy it.
Does sound, it. It sounds pretty weak.
Yeah.
Her unfollowing her best friend though, that's.
I think that's a smoking gun.
I think that's a smoking gun. I think something happened.
I don't think that Instagram followers are reliable. Like, I don't think that I think they're kind of glitchy.
No, Selena is so in the spotlight. Like, she knows if she unfollows somebody, people are going to notice.
Yeah.
She's the most followed person on the internet.
Yeah.
Isn't she?
Yep. On Instagram, at least.
Because we just talked about this the other day with, what was it, with Ryan Reynolds was unfollowed by Travis Kelce.
People are watching that.
That makes a headline.
I didn't know how that would happen, but maybe you get a notification anytime somebody else's account makes a move. I thought, though, that Selena Gomez probably had nothing to do with her own account. Although, it would be easy for her to say,
well, no,
I don't want to follow
this person.
Like
I said, she's got a person who every day goes through and they talk about her social media and what she's doing.
And she says, I don't want to follow my best friend anymore because she's getting skanky with my boyfriend. My fiance.
Yeah. And the fact that I mean, the OnlyFans thing doesn't bother me as much because he could be like, well, I'm supporting.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want John following the OnlyFans accounts of any of my friends. And also, why does she have an OnlyFans? Okay, I guess everybody can have whatever they want.
Teresa Marie Mingus's LinkedIn account shows she was Selena's executive assistant at some point. That's from 415.
That's on her LinkedIn?
On her LinkedIn.
Now it's all coming together.
What do you make of that? Oh, nothing. We're just joking. I get it. Yeah. I feel like the unfollowing thing is legit. And I only feel that way because the internet tells me to.
The internet's always right.
I'm very worried for Selena, who I have never seen look happier than she has in the last few months. Like, I don't want this to be a giant ugly betrayal from someone who just proposed to her.
My guess, based on absolutely no information other than this story,
that's how we like to do it here on this show,
is that maybe it's a friendship thing between her and Teresa Marie, and maybe Benny is also friends with her and trying to help bridge the gap, or, you know, I think they're having a friend thing, but I don't think it's related to Benny cheating on her.
I hope not.
I would be shocked.
Really? That a dude?
Yes.
Lost control of his wiener?
I'd be shocked.
Well, I think the whole world would say, that guy cheated on her?
I know.
That guy.
I hate his. I don't even want to be the one who says that.
That guy? Yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that, but I believe everyone's going to say that.
Right.
That guy?
The one who needs to shave between his eyebrows post-step? Come on.
That guy.
Yeah. I think the fact that I keep coming back to she unfollowed her best friend. She had to know that was going to get noticed. And that he follows her OnlyFans account. Like, I don't know.
I don't think that means he's cheating. I don't think at all. But
they went to dinner by themselves. It's obvious. I think that we're all just trying to be in denial because I love Selena. I think she's adorable.
There's something.
Not a great actress, but so charming.
I do wonder, just to, you know, for argument's sake.
Okay.
They go out to dinner. The friend and the fiance
maybe they can't cook.
If you're trying, you can order in. I mean, there's never been more possibilities than there are today.
Yeah. Well, you make a good point because it's not necessary for them to do that. But I almost feel like it's in plain sight. Like, what? Of course, you think that if I was doing something with her, I wouldn't just keep her at home?
I understand what you're saying. That this is just you can spin all of this any way you want. To me, you don't play with fire like that and go, we'll just eat in public. And we know everyone will see us and it'll set the world on fire. But we'll just say, what?
Well, that
we're human. We eat. We poop. It's what we do.
That in and of itself is defensible. What? We're friends. She's my soon to be wife's best friend.
Yeah.
But now add in, I follow her OnlyFans account. I follow her on Instagram and my girlfriend just unfollowed her. I say it's getting smoky in here.
Now, I will say this.
Okay.
And I'm just some radio guy.
Oh, no, we're all talking out of our asses.
Right.
It's been established.
I'm just some radio guy. Yes. But I wouldn't go take out one of Christina's best friends without everyone being aware of what's happening. You know what I mean? Like,
what would be the circumstances anyway?
I don't know, but I'm saying if I were out with Annalisa and someone said, who's Vinny with the hot chick? It would be a problem. Like, it would get around.
Yeah.
I know that. And I'm just a radio guy.
Right.
You know, if Christina fully knew why that happened, because I went and helped her do something and then we just went and got food because, again, humans needing food.
Yes.
Angry. But I don't play games with that stuff. I don't text her friends unless it's like just all there's a I'm just not into it. I don't want no trouble.
Yep.
So I don't know if this guy.
We know how quickly it can turn into an Alicia situation.
I don't know.
Does she even come around anymore?
She doesn't. Like, we don't even know who that is. That name you just said?
I know it, though, and I'll keep bringing it up forever and ever. Amen. Anyway, I don't know. I don't want to take bets on this or anything, but I smell trouble. And I feel like when this starts to get out there, like, I mean, I saw it this morning and thought, oh, my. And there isn't a ton, although that was 3 hours ago.
I've been looking and there's not been any updates.
Okay. Well, we'll keep, you know, Tim's is going to be all over this.
They weren't actually the first one on this.
I know they weren't. Yahoo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If it was true.
Oh,
at
you're
all,
saying no.
There would be
TMZ would be all
sources.
Over it. Well, let's
no offense.
See.
Well,
ooh,
the internet sleuths are evil. There's no question that there are people on the internet all day, every day.
Yeah.
Figuring these things. 415 says, wait. Pat has an OnlyFans?
it's pat@onlyfans.com. Enjoy. Have a great time with that.
You're going to end up finding somebody's feet.
Yeah. I found the video.
Oh my God, you did. Where was it? Is it on,
it's on
Instagram? Twitter?
Yeah.
Are they making googly eyes?
No, she's not. The girl's not even in it.
What?
He's sitting at a table with like a cup of coffee and a water bottle. And I don't have the audio right now, but there's someone sitting across from him, but they don't even show her. It's a 20-second video and they don't show the girl's face.
Mm.
Oh.
And it could be from any time.
That is true. They could have, maybe Selena got up from that table at some point.
It's not as fun as
the unfollow is the damning part because I do put together, you know, if there were a scenario where one of my wife's friends needed help, I would go help him.
Yes.
I might end up even having some food, but that wouldn't be. But then why would Christina unfollow her best friend?
Right.
She wouldn't.
And start an OnlyFans. I mean, what is going on here?
I think Bob does have another angle. I do agree that like maybe they're having a friendship breakup thing, and Benny's trying to get them back together, and maybe
by following her OnlyFans account.
Well, yeah,
maybe. You know what? We don't know yet. I hope we do. I hope we get the like. I saw this and went, "Oh God, why do I salivate over a story like this so much?"
Because we need it.
We do need stories right now. Yeah. I tell you, one of my other choices for a story this morning was, these are the top 10 dog movies. I'm like,
and I was into that.
This is a slow month, my friend.
It is slow times.
I'm
in
like,
the celebrity
Selena
trash.
And Benny, holy cow. Let's see what my next story is.
Dog movies.
No, I'm not doing the dog movies thing. Oh, look, I have, you know what? Here, this is actually, I like this one. Let me find this one. The Shador Sanders prank caller. So I did not know this, but it turns out that he's the kid of another coach on a different team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, which is
defensive coordinator's son for, I think, the Falcons.
No.
It is the Falcons.
Is it the Falcons? I thought it was the actual. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, the Falcons. So here's the thing. Shador Sanders, the son of Deion Sanders, he's in the draft, and there's a prank call that is part of a live stream where I think it's the Saints. They say it's the Saints calling to say, hey guys, you know, keep your TV on. You're going to hear something. And everyone's all excited. So don't do this, because these guys just got fined $250,000. The NFL said the Atlanta Falcons have to pay $250,000. And the defensive coordinator, who wasn't even the person who made the call, he's the father of the person who did. He'll have to shell out $100,000. This is Jeff Ulbrich. And his 21-year-old son, Jax, saw the number on his dad's open iPad while visiting his parents' house, wrote it down, took it home, and made the call. In another weird twist, the NFL says there are other prank calls. And Abdul Carter, who went number 3 overall, said he got one during the draft. Right now, there's no indication that Jax was behind that one. But maybe there's more fines for that kid coming.
I really feel like while they're trying to downplay the boys club that is the NFL, I feel like that coach may find himself not working again just because of what his kid did.
Right.
And that's just a dad who had a number who wasn't.
Trusted his kid to not write down the information on his iPad.
This kid, and how many kids, I mean, I don't try to defend kids, but I do know we do stuff before we've thought them through all the time, young people. And I certainly did that all the time, too. He may have gotten his dad, like, find
fired.
Another career, bro.
Right.
Because the NFL is not taking
you
back.
Has just punted you out.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't know how it'll all shake out. There you go. That's all I got for you this time around. Oh, maybe have a look at it at the time. Here's one more thing. I put up this trailer. It's called The Better Sister. It stars Jessica Biel. Isn't that Justin Timberlake's wife?
Yes. Biel?
And Elizabeth Banks, who's great in everything. This is coming out at the end of the month. It is a series on Amazon, on Prime Video, and the trailer is up. It is a twisted-sounding story. Like the tagline for it, say that the two of these girls, women, Jessica Biel and Elizabeth Banks, star as estranged sisters who, despite living opposite lives, one of them has a picturesque existence with her lawyer husband and her teenage son, while the other one struggles to stay clean. That's one played by Elizabeth Banks. And then the lawyer in the marriage is murdered. However, it turns out, even in the trailer, that the kid... It's very, you got to look at it. It's very complicated, but sounds like a super mess. And it was already, just watching the trailer, I was like, oh, I may have to watch this. It seems down and dirty.
Jessica Biel was the star of a TV show that she ended up doing the first season of. And then she was just, I think, the producer and maybe the director.
Is it The Sinner? Or?
I think it's called The Sinner. Or I
something like
it's,
that.
It stars.
The Sinner. Yeah,
oh, it's The Sinner.
Yeah, there's 4 seasons of it.
It started out, that show started out so strong.
Oh.
And then I don't know what ruined it. Was it the pandemic? Something caused them to stop making it for a minute, and it never got its
Could be a writer's
mojo
strike?
Back.
It did
I don't
launch
know.
In 2017, so that would make sense that it that would be
that it ended then.
Something just got in the middle of it and ruined the whole thing. But that first season starring her is incredible. Like, she's a good actress. She, whether you know,
yeah,
you've seen her work or not.
Can I ask a question? Isn't that the name? I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. Is that the Michael B. Jordan movie right now? Is also called The Sinner, or is it called just Sinners? Okay, I was like, do I have it? Do I have that wrong? Okay, Vinny, what you got coming up?
So much stuff. Hairdos, bunnies.
Oh.
And more after these.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God.
What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, Friday. You're right around the corner. I'm feeling it. It's a fun show today.
See? Told you, Thursday.
Right, it's the day of hope. Isn't that what you said?
Yes.
Now I know. Now I'm suddenly on board that. Anything to make a day better, you know? It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for all the info we talked about on the show today. It's all up there at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our Cache Creek broadcast. Come hang with us for the first live broadcast in forever. Catch all the action May 9th at Cache Creek Casino. Live audience, big laughs, and good times.
That Maddie guarantees.
I was just going to skip it. I wasn't even going to say that. Details at RadioAlice.com. I don't edit these often, but I saw that guaranteed and was going left.
Huh.
Guaranteed.
We don't want to make any guarantees. I mean, we just got lectured about guarantees.
Yeah, man. We got to be very careful. Weren't you in the TV show?
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Well, no, it was a TV show. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
It was a live stream. It was one.
Yeah,
that was a PowerPoint, my friends.
Right.
With full voiceover and com OD.
It's May Day, International Workers' Day.
It's May. Oh yeah. Let me hear.
Look out!
There it is.
That is the one. Morning clouds should give way to sunshine and warm today. Up to the 70s, like mid-70s, depending on where you're at.
It's been really nice this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it.
The Warriors lost in Houston last night. They play again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Go Warriors.
Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
But do better, though.
Well, yeah, I mean.
You're leading if we don't want to get into a must-win situation.
I wanted to do this real quick because while I don't have a hairdo.
Oh.
I was interested that in the Merck News, there is a story about the most popular men's hairstyle in every state.
Oh, okay.
Let's see here. What are you hanging about?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think about like guys' hairstyles. It seems like the thing about guys is you're either making a statement or you just have like a dude haircut. Yeah, Maddie has a little bit of a like a spiky thing going on in the front. But it is yours is sort of like a grown out. It's got a fade and it goes to the top with the little spiky do in the front. But if you could it a little bit shorter, it would just be a typical.
Yeah.
You know, you're not out on a limb.
I don't know what you would call it, though. Like,
I know.
Yeah. Look, anxious to hear what these.
Well, the fade, which you just mentioned, is at the top of the list of hairstyles for men.
A lot of people doing that.
The
now.
Buzz cut is high on the list, too, which I'm surprised to hear.
Which now when you say buzz cut, we're talking about it's all the same length and it's just a tight. You might even put a little product and push it back against the sides of your head.
Oh, I think of a buzz cut as a shaved head, not skin, but shaved like, you know, whatever that is. Quarter inch. Yeah, I mean, you've got it very, very short to me.
So would that be like a military thing? Like a buzz cut if you said that?
Military, they often will leave some hair on top or and they it, just yeah. shave the sides real short. Mm. I used to always go to a barber as summer was coming on and I would tell him, just shave it. Or I'd, when I was really young, I'd get a flat top.
Yeah.
Just because I thought it was funny that he'd sit there and he would flat top it.
Mm. Let me get the level out.
Right. They call it a classic boy cut. Is that just the over the years parted on the side? I think so.
Yeah.
Long layers. Oh, and then there's the side part. So what's the classic boy cut? Anybody?
Does it have just, is it just sort of like an inch on top and half inch on the sides? I don't know. What is a classic boy cut?
Like a just kind of like, you know, like there's bangs and hair around.
Oh, bangs.
I'm sure we'll get a text.
We don't see the broccoli on here. The broccoli's a big one right now.
I live by a high school and you said broccoli cut the other day. And I, as I was walking down the street passing all the boys going to the,
burrito place,
I'm like, man, this is a whole lot of broccoli growing on this.
Is that the perms?
Yes, I'm sure some of it is perms, but it's all, you know, it's whatever. It's sort of like a big bushy top with kind of tight on the sides. Am I correct? That's what I think it is.
Some will go as far as to perm the top.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it is necessary. That it's the Patrick Mahomes cut.
Yeah.
It's that big fluffy top, very basically shaved on the
sides.
I know perms
and mullets are back in, so.
Yeah, the perm is a big one. I know my boy Nico, he's currently sporting this. I saw him in a his mom posted him on their
vacation
show. Nico would be maybe just about 16.
Okay. Oh.
And it's just cut straight across the... It's the cut my mom used to give me that I would go, the first day I can never let her touch my hair again is the day is I'm going to do that. She did that straight across the front, and it's
mid forehead.
It's like a bowl cut.
Yeah.
Except he's doing that to himself on purpose. Like,
It can be cute, actually. It's just like a cap of hair tight on the bottom and just
He's a great looking kid.
I don't mind that.
So I'm sure if it's popular, it's working for him fine.
I used to cut my kids' hair like that, and then they were like, stop touching our hair. Mom.
That's just what Vin was saying.
Yep.
The most popular haircut in California is the fade.
Oh.
And the fade is listed as a lot of these. I wish I knew what the classic boy, maybe that's the classic boy cut.
Maybe.
The straight across the front and then just...
And up and over the ear.
I wish they gave pictures with this story, but I just don't... I don't have...
Here, I got some for you.
Classic boycott. Pull that up.
Oh, there it is. Well, that's what Maddie has. Truthfully, the classic boycott seems to be a variety of things, some of which involve barrettes. That's...
There's no real consensus here.
You know, honestly, it's short hair. That if you get real technical about it, you could, it looks like you can twist it into different shapes. I don't know. None of those seem classic to me.
I didn't know.
Lightning on the side.
I'll move on because there's no definitive answers to these things. So that didn't go as well as I'd hoped. did you know you can share your battery life?
No, I did not know that. Tell me more.
There's a viral TikTok going around where... This woman says she just found out you can connect your phone to another person's phone with more battery and it'll charge you.
Really?
I went, oh, I'm not really worried about it. I hardly ever run down the battery unless I'm playing a game.
I'm constantly plugged in. I'm not going to run out.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I usually just leave it plugged in if I can.
Anyway, so that's going around right now is that she hooked her phone up to one of her friend's phones and she got charged.
Yeah, so it's true.
Does it automatically come from the one that has the most charge?
It says the iPhone with a higher battery percentage will act as a power source and charge the other device.
And that's the same with your iPad and your watches.
So
you can connect them.
Is it that
and AirPods.
New, is there a new connector for those?
No, it has to be USB-C to USB-C.
Okay.
Right.
All right, is that what I have?
Yeah,
you have USB-C to. Yes, you probably do have USB-C to USB-C. Oh,
right. So I didn't know that, and I just thought, well, that's not that I'm worried about my charge so much.
Right, but that is good news if you're at a festival and one friend has 70 and you've got 12.
Then you can just connect your phones and they'll charge you right up.
Your friend is bummed though; they don't want to give up their charge. Oh, I've been leaving it off all day, so I'll have a charge. Yeah.
Sometimes,
I need a ball. Give it to me.
It's a saying for a reason.
Oh.
You ever heard breed like rabbits?
Yeah.
One woman learned this lesson the hard way. A woman in Michigan called Saginaw County Animal Care and Control and said, I need help. My house is overrun by rabbits. She said she just bought a few rabbits as pets for her kids, but they started doing it. She couldn't stop them. The woman tried to separate them by putting them in pens in her basement, but they got around that by chewing through drywall and other materials, making it impossible to contain them.
Because they're so horny. Oh, hey there, Buck Rabbit.
She said,
are they bucks and does? I think they might be.
The rabbit?
Male and female rabbits.
I don't.
Yeah,
oh,
in the zombie apocalypse, you're going to need to get some chickens and some rabbits. Those are the things you need. Because, man, you'll get a litter of new bunnies, so cute, that you can eat later.
She said she thought the number of rabbits that they'd grown to was 50, but animal control removed 65 rabbits from her house.
Oh, there were some hidden rabbits. Rabbits have a distinct smell, too. They're gross. And her keeping them in the basement, like, ugh.
And they say here that they removed 65 and some of them were pregnant. So there's more rabbits on the way. It doesn't say exactly how long it took the number of rabbits to swell like that. But
see what the gestational period of a rabbit is, because I think
it's about a month.
Yeah,
that's
the problem. It's like zero time. And then how old do they have to be to get pregnant? Like, when do they reach sexual reproductive maturity?
Oh, geez. Do we need that?
Yes.
I don't know that we do.
Because think about it. If in 1 month...
They need to be about 5 to 6 months of age.
That means by the time a bunny is 1 year old, it can have had two litters. How many in a typical litter?
Like 5 to 8.
Oh my God. There's so many. So many bunnies.
Breeding like rabbits. Mm. It's a saying for a reason.
Yep. Sometimes there's a legit reason for it. Some days you eat the bear.
You're just trying to bring some pets home for your kids, but now you are overrun.
Yep.
A woman is...
And they're all inbred, too. That's the thing.
Well...
They just do their brothers and sisters.
Does it matter?
I don't... I mean, I would think that some inbreeding would be problematic. Do they start to get those really close together eyes?
I don't
know
what...
Double paws?
Don't bunnies already have close together eyes?
Don't ask me.
Their little
I don't know
heads
much
are
about them.
Only that big to begin with.
That's true. Eyes on the side, too. Eyes on the side.
A woman in New York has been pulled over for going 102 miles per hour...
Where was this?
New York.
Okay. Just in the
state
somewhere?
She's 37 in New York, named Danielle De Silva. She was caught doing 102 on Sunday morning. They say here she had her two-year-old in the SUV at the time.
Oh, my.
And there was also an adult male passenger in the vehicle. When the officer asked, why are you driving 102 on a Sunday morning? She said, I'm trying to get to Thomas the Train.
Oh.
There's a Thomas the Train event nearby, and she was late for it.
Well, now she's really late for it.
She was charged with reckless driving, reckless endangerment in the second degree, risk of injury to a minor, and failure to stop on the right side of the road. She was released on $500 bond, but her effort to get to Thomas the Train brought about some trouble, possibly license loss.
Yeah.
102 with a kid in the car?
No. Sometimes, though, you know, when your kid really does want something, you're like, I'll do anything for you to stop whining about this.
Well, and so it might be okay. Maybe she's white.
I mean, that's sure. She didn't get shot or anything. Oof. So,
The best and worst states for working moms. 74% of women with kids under 18 are working moms. 74%. That's a lot. As we approach Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner.
Well, you can't not.
74% of women with kids under 18 are working moms.
Mm.
So wild. I know that.
It used to be that one person could be out there winning the bread. But some women really want to work too. Maybe the husband stays home.
If anything, it's more about what you've decided to do for yourself.
Right.
You can.
But some people need those two full incomes.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
At my house, we absolutely need. We could make changes and make it work.
Mm-hmm.
But
living
to stay where we're at
right.
And have the things we have, we need two people working,
mm-hmm.
period. So it is a thing. I get that. But I also, you know, Christina and I talked about it. I was like, you don't have to have kids. Like,
and we'll be rich.
We're going to have money and we can travel and you can run marathons. Or I'll just be the guy on the sideline with
the
sign that says,
sign,
yeah, right. Like, that's fine. Goodbye me. Let's do that.
Yeah.
You have some kids. Now you're working and you're like, oh.
Paul's the short one.
How old is the short one? I'm serious. Who says that?
The bear. Not the man.
Really cool 4-year-old.
No. Playa.
A website just ranked all 50 states and DC from the best place for working moms to the worst. They use factors like cost and quality of daycare and schools, gender wage gap, and the ratio of female executives to parental leave policies. The best state for a working mom is Massachusetts.
Really?
Connecticut second, Rhode Island
wow,
third.
Wow, all New England.
The District of Columbia, Maine, Jesus. Minnesota, Vermont.
That's every state in New England.
Wisconsin, New Jersey, and New York.
That's that whole
corner.
Northeast. That's incredible. Why is it so? What do they say?
I told you what they took into consideration, so that's what it is.
Damn.
Quality of daycare and schools, gender wage gap, the ratio of female executives, and parental leave policies.
It's a very educated
area. A lot of the South comes in at the bottom of the list.
Weird.
California came in dead center at 25th.
Mm. Wow.
So there you go. You're right in the middle if you're a working mom.
Here in California.
Right.
Yeah. Not the best, not the worst.
To me, it feels brutal. Like watching what Christina juggles, just getting them to school when her workday's already begun.
Yep.
I don't know how she doesn't just say, I got to quit this job. I got to quit.
I got to hire a nanny.
I got to quit. I'm sorry. I can't take this call now. And the juggling like three things at once.
She can do it.
I don't know.
It doesn't extend your life. Like that takes a toll on you.
Like there are people
handling it, but that is stressful.
Who juggle a lot. Our boss is someone who like seems to want, pile it all on. I got this. And you just go, what are you crazy? Why do you want that?
He might be crazy.
But it is, there are certain people who just feel
they
like
they can handle it. They want a full plate.
They feel like that's, I think.
Yeah. Maybe they don't want to be alone in their own head. They need to have a million things to think about.
510 says, why is Vinny so surprised that 74% of moms work? That seems weird. It's kind of like, duh, most women work. I think you have a tendency to think California is the same as everywhere else in the world. I don't know that that's the case. Mm. I think there's a lot of different scenarios once you leave the Bay Area. And we've found that to be the case as you look at the way the presidential election went. You go, oh,
holy crap. What just happened?
Far different than what we would have expected to see, but there's different realities. And I grew up with my mom didn't work.
Yeah.
So to me, that seemed normal. And I always thought I was very lucky for that.
Yeah. When I was very young, my mom didn't work. But then once we were all in school, she went and got like a.
Did my mom, but small things that she
like
could.
Like a mother's hours type of stuff.
Right. Exactly right.
Your mom helped at the school, right?
She worked at the school, was nearby, could go on field trips or be a teacher's assistant and do things around there. Everyone loved her, so it was all good.
Sandy, she's very lovable.
If she needed time, she could get it.
Yeah.
But that was nice.
That's a good flexible job.
Momming was the first gig. Anyway, 74%. It's a lot. We used to call the broccoli cut the root beer float cut.
Oh, root beer float. That's cute. Like a head of foam on there. I like the broccoli cut. It's cute. It looks sassy. Boys, you're looking very sassy these days with your broccoli cut.
The bowl cut is now called the Edgar. I don't know that.
Edgar? I wonder why. Did Edgar Allan Poe have that? That's the only Edgar I can think of.
415 says, top 10 dog movies. If Snow Dogs isn't number one, we riot.
Oh my God, do I actually have to go and look at the top 10 dog movies?
Well, actually, it didn't occur to me at the time, but yeah, what is it? Is it Snow Dogs?
Well, let me guess.
I love Snow Dogs.
Okay, I just read the headline and went, no. So tell me what you think. These are the best dog movies of all time, according to Rolling Stone. And I'm not looking at the list right now. Everybody make your guess.
By the way, dogs.
Real quick to end the other thing. Edgar's is from Edgar Martinez, Seattle Mariners baseball player.
Oh, he's got like a specific bowl cut. And
oh,
so people
it's
call
a specific
it the
bowl cut.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so.
Do you have a dog movie? These are the best dog movies of all
time.
Oh,
God, my dog Skip. I cried my freaking eyes out over my dog Skip. Is it My Dog Skip?
I haven't looked yet.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, God, you don't want to. Oh, your heart will just break.
Yeah, most dog movies that I'm thinking of have like really sad endings.
Yeah, My Dog Skip.
Yeah, Old Yeller. And plus, they all die in a decade. It's always going to be a sad story.
Turner and Hooch,
okay.
Homeward Bound?
I'll say Marley and Me.
Oh, that's a good one.
I didn't watch that. I heard that was going to kill me, and I just stayed away.
Me too.
Okay. Number one is Lassie, the rough collie in Lassie Come Home.
Oh.
Number two is Buddy the Golden. Oh, these are the best movie dogs of all time.
Oh, that's classic. Not the story you sold us.
Right. I didn't.
That should have been Benji at the
top.
I'm
like, why are they saying that? Okay, oh, I bet you Benji's on there. Okay, so we got Buddy the Golden Retriever and Air Bud at number two.
Yes.
Toto, he's a Cairn Terrier, Wizard of Oz. Brandy the Pitbull in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Brandy?
Was it Brandy? Yeah, I don't even remember.
That is a great dog.
That's Brad Pitt's dog.
I don't remember it at all. No recollection
right?
of that.
Yeah, and he rips one of the Manson people apart. And
oh, fun. That's
good.
Asta?
Yeah.
The Wire Fox Terrier in the Thin Man.
Thin Man movies, yeah. Those are some of my favorite movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Snoop, the French Border Collie in Anatomy of a Fall. Rin Tin Tin in German Shepherd, Where the North Begins. Baxter, the Border Terrier in Anchorman.
I have the 100 best dog movies. And number one is 101 Dalmatians.
Oh.
Well, they all live.
None of us had that.
Right. Hooch is on this list. Hooch, the French Mastiff, and Turner and Hooch.
Best in Show made the list.
Oh, I have Winky, the Norwich Terrier, in Best in Show. I don't remember that one. The Pitbull and John Wick. He's only referred to as dog or boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, I told you this was wasn't a story worth doing. Plus, I had it backwards. I said it's movie dogs, not dog movies.
Well, an easy search can bring up multiple lists of the best.
If you're dying for that,
and I got Dalmatians and just went, no. But I still haven't found Snow Dogs, and I'm at...
That's a good movie, too. That's a great movie.
Oh, My Dog Skip, 39.
Oh.
It's just going to... Don't do it.
Crying.
You will cry. You'll never stop crying.
What about Old Yeller? Is that on there somewhere?
I'm sure it
Cujo.
Is.
That's a good dog movie.
Get out of here.
Somebody actually texted that in.
Oh, did they really? Yeah. That's funny. Coming up next, let's see. Stagecoach Trickery and more.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.